Greetings, everybody. Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight right here around the world on WWRB. Glad to have you in here tonight. Hope that you're listening live and direct on WWRB. The message is unmistakable, ladies and gentlemen, of what we need to tell you about, and that is the methods of timekeeping. That's what we're going to get in tonight. So we got a great message for you. You don't want to miss it. We're going to take the devil to task. And we know, ladies and gentlemen, that Yahweh is true, and every man, basically, is a liar. So we're going to believe that tonight, and we're going to hope and trust and pray that Yahweh is a strong tower. And the Bible said that the righteous run into it and they're safe. We know that Sabbath keeping, ladies and gentlemen, is the most appreciated commandment in the Bible. And I'm going to tell you why. It is the synchronicity of the time that Yahweh Himself rests. And He expects you to rest, and He expects you to observe His commandments and to keep them. The Bible said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. Now, His commandments are not hard, and that's for sure. And if you love Him, you keep His commandments. The word of Yahweh is forever settled. Let's get right into it then, if it is. And we're going into the method of timekeeping, the different methods that have been applied over the centuries. We're not just going to talk about maybe the last couple hundred years or a couple thousand years. We're going to go way back, because methods of timekeeping over the centuries have been defined and redefined, if you will, by certain things that would indicate that there is a true time and a true method of keeping time in the Bible, and that's what we're interested in. We're not basically interested in the recent creation of certain fundamentals of time, such as the hour and the week, because of such ancient use assumed to be as immortal as the sun itself. While we're going to come into the questioning of the timing of our Sabbath day, it is no way intended to subtract from the meaning of the significance of the day. The Sabbath is what our Creator said it was, a day of rest. And it's required. Remember my Sabbath day and keep it holy. Now, man-made institutions of time and worship, such as Sunday observance, honor man and his works in the place of Yahweh, and they subtract from the meaning of the institution of the rest day. And for centuries, the Christian church has maintained, if you will, a false day of worship. Now, I've dealt with that in the last three or four messages, that Friday and Saturday or Sunday, or in this case, the first day of the week, as according to the Gregorian, Sunday, the first day of the week. Now, if you really study, you'll discover that the biblical day of worship and rest was really the seventh day. And if you believe what has happened, they have moved the seventh day to a Saturday Sabbath, and yet maintained an unbiblical timing of the day. Now, notice, 160 years or so after believers begin keeping it the sundown to sundown, and now nearly 160 years after keeping that day from Friday sundown to Saturday sundown, comes the question. Where in the Bible does it say Saturday is the seventh day? Is our calendar really biblical when we use the Gregorian that says Saturday from sundown to Saturday, the sundown or Friday sundown to Saturday sundown comes of a Gregorian as it moves, they say, the seventh day to Saturday, and then the first day of the week would be Sunday. Now, what evidence? I'm asking now, I want an answer, a qualified biblical answer. What evidence is there to show that our modern Gregorian calendar is indeed in exact concordance with the biblical week? Seventh-day Adventists have always strongly tied the Sabbath to creation week. You know that. That's what they go back to. And honoring the seven-day cycle, they say that they honor God as the Creator. Now, honoring God as the Creator is very important, but to honor Him as a Creator includes not only keeping the week and the Sabbath, but includes keeping those things that He has established them to be kept. Now, let's look at what Yahweh did and then draw our conclusions. Let's look at what He said about what He did, especially when it comes to the timing of our calendar and the Sabbath day. On day 4, I'm going to read now, "And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day and the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years." That's Genesis 1:14. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it is very important for you to know that the truth of Yahweh's Word is always a question. What constitutes truth? What constitutes the things that Yahweh said to be truth? Now, notice that Yahweh establishes timepieces in the heavens for the demarcation of time or for signals. Now, we know what the days and the years are. Our solar years are based upon the circuit of the earth around the sun. And our month, now this is very important, comes from the cycles of the moon. Though the two are no longer synchronized, are utilized in the calendar piece, the only piece of time in our calendar not associated with these heavenly time clocks, is what we refer to as the weekly cycle. Now, the week link in this Gregorian, I mean, ladies and gentlemen, something stinks rotten to heaven when you study the Gregorian calendar. Invented by man, and oh, they believe, now this is how I believe, how stupid, really, to take for face value without any credible evidence in the Bible that man, not Yahweh, but man has determined that time in a weekly cycle, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, set. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, set. No interruptions whatsoever. Neither war or time or memory. Now, no man on earth has a memory going back to day 1 of Yahweh's creation. I don't care whether it's solar, polar, or whatever, where it's a week of 7 days, no one knows when day 1 was established. No one knows at what point or interval of the time cycles of the signals have been redesigned or changed, if they have been. Now, it has been assumed that the seventh, assume, everybody's got one, right? That the seventh-day week has been passed down from creation with no interruptions, no recorded interruptions. But not only can this not be proven, the Bible states clearly to the contrary. In fact, the biblical week is kept nothing at all like the modern week. Now I'm going to look at the text. And God said, let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Again, Genesis 1:14. Now, while much of our calendar has been determined by these timepieces, unfortunately, much still remains unassociated. Many begin the year on the fictitious date, listen to me now, fictitious date of January the 1st. So if you follow the months which the Bible says that the firmament of the heaven is to divide day from night and for signs and for seasons. Now remember that. There's nothing mentioned about a week to watch for the week going by 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And then we come out with a Gregorian calendar masterpiece that man has created, the popes have changed, worked with it, monkeyed with it, hid the fact. There's a time back in the old days when there was not a Gregorian calendar hanging on anybody's wall. And yet, at the time the Pope picked up the Gregorian calendar, it is assumed that he knew by some kind of a divine revelation, beware of those that do the figuring, because it's liars that figure. And the Bible proves that the Gregorian calendar has been figured by a liar. And those who promote Saturday as the Sabbath day is promoting a false day. It's conclusive. Ladies and gentlemen, January the 1st has nothing to do with the sun or the moon. And Yahweh said in Genesis 1:14 to use these reckonings as seasons, signs, and for days and for years and day and night. Signs, seasons, days, and years. Well, they threw all of Genesis 1:14 reckoning out the door when they came on and reckoned their month as 28 to 31 days instead of according to the actual lunar cycle of 29.5, which is the accurate measurement of day to night. Which is the accurate measurement for signs and for seasons and for days and years. That would be a monthly count to create a year. Christ said it himself. He kept, and I've done proven this many, many times in my teaching subject on the eighth day. And the Seventh-day Adventist people, I mean, they really get in a tizzy. Or a tizzy, these little sissies get in a tizzy when they don't agree with their conclusions. And instead, according to the actual lunar cycle, they alternate 29 or 30 as the lunar does. And they bring in the 28 to the 31 variants. And many also still begin their day at 12 a.m. rather than sunset. Now, this is because of honoring God by governing our lives around His timetables really doesn't seem like a big deal of importance to a Seventh-day Adventist. However, the issue becomes much more significant when we realize that the beginning of the week and thus the timing of the Sabbath. Oh my. Is directly affected by how we keep time. You must, ladies and gentlemen, acknowledge the heavenly time piece and the reckoning of time and the synchronization of the time pieces in the heaven as opposed to the Gregorian, which has worked out a 28 to 31 day cycle and still off. That calendar is not correct. And yet, they believe that using the Gregorian calendar of a 28 to a 31 day, depending on the leap year, that they've got this time so accurately connected that over thousands and thousands of years, we haven't lost 1 minute or 1 second, and the Gregorian calendar knows that Saturday is the seventh day. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, would you be prompted to promote such a calendar timepiece without any factual, practical, or logical information from the Bible? It has none. The Gregorian calendar, which is based, and the Seventh-day Adventists promote that is the correct timepiece for the heavens, which then would determine for signs, for seasons, for days, and for years. Boy, what an evolutionary misfit timepiece. When they had to change it as many times as they do. It's convenience, ladies and gentlemen. The world, the uniformity, instead of being in synchronization with Yahweh, they become synchronized to a system which promotes the taking away of the heavens, and casting them down, and worshiping a man-made system that Daniel prophesied would come about by telling us that they would think to change times and laws. Now, why? Simply because the times and the laws are nothing more than man-made instruments to take away what Yahweh has told us that in His time, He has placed these for signs, for seasons, for days. I don't care how many days you count in a year. You're going to have to take Yahweh's synchronized system in the heavens. Let there be light in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and for years. Well, the lunar aspect of the timepiece has been taken completely out, and the ramification is always that you are somehow missing the beat or the haunting misery of your spirit to say, I think Saturday's the Sabbath. I mean, the Gregorian tells us it is, and I don't have anything to tell me that was day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, day 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, and that's been kept accurately. You must trust a bunch of men that have lied in the past, that have lied in the present, and will continue lying in the future to change times and laws and send you along with them to hell. Now, you better take this into consideration, ladies and gentlemen. You better make your election and calling sure. It'd be wise for you to honor the year, the month, and the day as Yahweh established it in the heavens. You would be wise to go back to Isaiah chapter 66 and read verse 22, 23, and 24. You'd be wise to do that. You'd be wise to go to Numbers chapter 29, verse 1. You'd be very wise to go to Ezekiel in chapter 12, verse 20. You'd be very wise to go to the book of Ezekiel in chapter 46, verse 1 and 2. Now, if you look at Genesis 1:14, you'll see that Yahweh says the sun and the moon are determined not only to set the day or year, but we find another interesting word mentioned, seasons. In Hebrew, it means much more than one might think. And I've done covered this, but I want to go over it again. We know that at the point of a time, they didn't have a summer or winter like we do now. For that would have meant that Yahweh established a cycle of death at creation. The actual Hebrew word is moed, which in the King James Version is translated like this. Now, bear with me. Get your pen and paper. When you talk about the set seasons in the word in the King James Bible, here's how they've mixed it up and so it would confuse you. They have translated it in the Bible 150 times when they use the word moed. They use it in describing the word congregation. Remember I told you in Isaiah 14, he said, I will sit upon the mount of the congregation. Well, guess what he was saying? He was saying, I'll set over the feast days. I'll be in charge of the feast days. Well, now, what's the devil to do? He's to pervert the actual set time of the lunar calendar that Yahweh used for these seasons or appointed times. Notice, congregation is used 150 times. They changed it from moed, which means that the month, 150 times to congregation, so you would know. Like I said in Isaiah 14, when he said, Satan said, I will sit over the moeds, or over the moon cycles. I'll change those. I'll just take the Gregorian calendar and I'll throw the moon cycles plumb out the window. Would you be wise to do that if you were Satan? Did you know that the Bible said he will cast him down to hell for disregarding his seasons and times and festivals? And that Satan would promote a changing of times and seasons? That's what it says. The word moed. He changed times and moed. They'd done away with the moon or the month. Had a brother out of Kansas who called me today, and I mean, he emphasized it. I should emphasize the word month as opposed to the Gregorian week. See, they done away with the month. They just throwed the appointed time, and they get away with it by using this word moed in this many occasions to actually to misinterpret it. And this can't be by accident. It has to be purposely. Congregation, they use the word moed when it was at the set time or the month of the month, the set time of the month. They change it to congregation. Congregation? What's that got to do with it? It was a gathering. So they used the word instead of telling when they gathered. Well, it was just a gathering of people. They called it congregation. 150 times misrepresented in the King James Bible. Now notice this. They only used the time set, the feast, 23 times. Listen to this. They only used the word season 13 times. Well, listen to this. They only used appointed 12 times. They only used the time 12 times. They only used assembly 4 times. And so, limity 4 times, solemn 2 times, days 1, sign, get it, 1 time, the one I just read you, in Ezekiel chapter 12, verse 20, this will be a sign. Yahweh said the Sabbath is a sign. They changed it and only put it in there 1 time. He changed it to congregation 150 times. Now listen, listen. And they put the word synagogue, which means church or ecclesia, a body or a congregation. Listen how many times they put it in there. Listen now. Now get this. To show you how they hid the word month. Very important to get this now. They put synagogue 1,223 times. Out of 223 occurrences, season is only used 13 times. While the word could be referring to some esoteric seasons, which we know nothing of in the Bible, the overwhelming usage of the word is to the sacred congregation or festivals of the Old Testament, including, as we shall see, the Sabbath. Interesting enough, we can find this same word used, like I have preached in the prior message in this series, Psalms 104, verse 19. He appointed the moon for seasons. Appointed is only used 12 times. It could have been used the whole 223 occurrences of the word seasons, or it could have been used 1,223 times as feast days or appointed times. The word tekufu is a Hebrew word for the sun knows it's going down. How do you know that that was talking about the identification of when the sun came to the point of the spring equinox? We have several dozen sites right here in America where the ancients who observed the lunar solar calendar, or the solar lunar calendar, and to set the appointed seasons, or the moad, in the spring equinox, they set the time appointed, or the time for the beginning of the calendar of the feast, or for the appointed time, or for the assemblies together, or for the sign days. That's been changed to the synagogues, which you don't know a darn thing about if you're not a Jew. Ladies and gentlemen, he appointed the moon for seasons, Psalms 104, verse 19, taken completely out with a Gregorian calendar, which hangs on the walls of the Saturday worshipers, which they are in error, and the Sunday worshipers, which they are in error. They won't come back and discuss the seasons. What seasons, beside the Old Testament festival, does the moon determine? Certainly not summer and winter. Ladies and gentlemen, that is the solus, summer solus. June the 22nd, winter, December the 22nd, has nothing to do with the beginning of the appointed times, which is tekufu at the appointed time. No wonder they use congregation and synagogues to cover up the appointed time, or tekufu, or the Sunday, or the Sundays. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been taken out. Emphasis is placed on the birthday of Santa Claus, not Christ. It's a time when Christ brings gifts and visits everybody in the world and brings them a present if you've been a good boy. That's the winter solus, or the winter solstice. It's a solus day to comfort people. It is the biggest pagan day of worship in the world by the pagan people, mainly Christian. Oh, it's just for the children. I don't pay no attention to Santa Claus. Oh, it's a Yuletide favorite. Speak in Leviticus chapter 23, verses 2 to 4. Speak unto the children of Israel, and say unto them concerning the feast, or the Moads, of Yahweh, which you shall proclaim to be holy convocations, even these are my feast, or my Moad. 6 days shall work be done, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of rest, a holy convocation. You shall do no servile work therein, it is the Sabbath of Yahweh in all your dwellings. These are the feasts, or the Moads, or the appointed times of Yahweh, even holy convocation, which you shall proclaim in their seasons. Not December the 25th. Not in June the 22nd. But in the 14th day of the first month at even, 14th day at the first month. That's a spring equinox, ladies and gentlemen, where you appoint the watch for the two synchronized lights in the heavens to correspond. Now, when the day of the spring equinox occurs, that would be sometime in our pagan, this is why that they bring the confusion, ladies and gentlemen. They want to take you out of the cycle of time. It really gets to where it confuses people. Isn't that what Babylon, the Gregorian calendar, is all about? And you Saturday keepers, get out and run your mouth like you know something when you don't know nothing at all? When you will not acknowledge the truth, when you will not accept the truth of Yahweh's Moads and His set appointed times, and the 14th day of the first month at even, not in the 14th day, which would be 2/7, ladies and gentlemen, it says at even, and the end of the 14th day, beginning the 15th day, which is the 8th day, if you're counting from the worship of the new moon of Numbers 29, verse 1. We know for a certainty that the yearly festivals of Yahweh, kept by Israel, were timed and synchronized by the sun and the moon, the two great lights in the heaven, which is completely ignored by the Gregorian calendar. Then we have the Seventh-day Adventists hawking their wares at the SDA assemblies. Will not confess that the actual word for month in Hebrew is Kodesh, which means new moon. The first month was called Abib in Exodus 13 and 4, meaning tender or barley, or the green ears, corresponded with the vernal equinox of the sun when the days and nights are equal in length in the spring. Now watch, after the spring equinox, wait for the new moon and blow the shofar. Blow the shofar. Ladies and gentlemen, do you know that the shofar is why would we want to blow the shofar? Why would we do that? Because Yahweh commanded that the shofar should be blown on the new moon. Go back and check it out and see exactly what Pastor Buddy's talking about. Is it biblical to incorporate the sun and the moon in the determining of the breaking down of what we would describe to you tonight as the methods of timekeeping? You better be careful. You better watch. You better pray. You better make your election and call in sure. The Bible nowhere says that Saturday is the seventh day. And yet, millions of people on their way to destruction who denies Yahweh's system and trades it in, which is hard to keep. I acknowledge that because the world has devised a system or a method to take you out of the synchronicity of the time pieces that synchronized in the heavens. They put something on your wall. They nailed you to the wall with it, with the lies and the deception that they have strongly tied to the Gregorian calendar, be it the Seventh-day Adventists, Saturday worshipers, or Sunday worshipers. And you could throw some of the Friday worshipers in if you'd like to. In honoring the seven-day cycle, we say we honor God as the Creator. But honoring God as the Creator is important at that point. But to honor Him as the Creator includes not only keeping the week and the Sabbath, but includes keeping the month that He ordained, that is changed completely from Jan. You know who that is? January. That is a pagan, mythical god in the heavens. Janus, if you will. Ladies and gentlemen, this is incredible that people still, I'm talking about, people still hang on to their tradition and say, oh, I know that the Gregorian calendar wasn't around when the seventh day was created, but bless God, they knowed when it was because they figured it out. You're putting your hand in the hand of a man. When the timepiece in the heaven, the moon, lunar cycle of 29.5, rotation, honoring the new moon, blowing the shofar, setting your time date, and then work 6 days, it stops exactly on the lunar cycle of the first quarter, the eighth day. That is biblical in the Bible, and we challenge anyone under the sound of our voice to come and take issue with the Bible and Yahweh, who said the light in the firmament of the heaven is to divide the day from the night, and they are for signs and for seasons, which is Moad, which is appointed time, which has been changed into synagogue and congregation. Satan said, I will sit on the side of the north over the congregation. Ladies and gentlemen, if you go to the 8th chapter of the book of Ezekiel, you'll see that Satan got his wish and desire when they went to the temple to get the true worshipers of Ezekiel chapter 46, verse 1, the time gates shall be closed except on the new moon. They will be opened and now we'll receive worship. But the Gregorian calendar said, to hell with the new moon. We will not walk in. We will change that foolish timepiece. It's useless. It has no place in the Gregorian calendar. And they took her out. Mr. Julian removed the month of the lunar cycle completely out of the revised, changed, adulterated, evil, cast the truth to the ground and prosper. The Yahweh reaffirms that there be lights in the heaven, the sun and the moon and the stars. Stars are for navigation and for cycles. The moon is for moeds, the time for the season. The season! You see, if you didn't have a rotation cycle, they put you in January and take you out of the cycle when Yahweh said, today, at the vernal equinox, is the first month. Now, tell me that you can keep the calendar when it's out of the signs and the seasons for the day and the night, counting the 30-day span, or 29.5, and then it rotates. You keep the new moon holy because it's dark. You don't work in the dark. That's Satan. Satan said, oh, we can use the dark. We'll hide the true day, and we'll create a false day. We'll ignore the season of the Moed, or the new moon. I'm not going to blow no shofar, Satan said. I'll blow it on Saturday. Deep, deep, beep, beep. Here comes a little bus full of these little ignorant, dumb, deceived people, and they'll get on the bus and they'll go to Saturday Sabbath. Now, on Sunday, the major players on the scene who have taken the first day of the week, the sun is U-N day keepers. Now, again, if you'll go to Ezekiel chapter 8, you'll see exactly what Pastor Buddy's talking about. With the true worshipers who have been converted over to this evil system of Satan sitting over the Moeds, or the month, changing them, staggering them to January from Abib, or the spring equinox reckoning of time, and then keeping the first new moon as a holy day, and then starting your cycle, rotation, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, rest. Eighth day, 1, 2, 3, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 15th day, rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. 22nd day of the month, rest. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Rest, 29th day. And then we have what we call a changing of the signal for the signs. The signs are in the moon. You watch. Oh man, what a truth that has been cast to the ground. What a wonderful established truth that the devil hates. My time's gone. I was just fixing to get into the solar year based upon the circuit of the earth around the sun. And our month comes from the cycles of the moon through, though the two are now no longer synchronized, as I've said, due to the fact that the Gregorian calendar has taken away the truth, cast it to the ground, and worshipped the creature sitting on the over the congregation with a changed, warped system of numerics. People have taken from January, February, March, third month, fourth month, so on and so forth, and one year taken out of the cycle, your first month, according to Yahweh, don't come till March. The first moon after that, and then you count. Hello, praise Yahweh, that's the word spoken by Yahweh. As for me and my house, we're going to serve Yahweh. We love you tonight. Now, we've got good news for you. We announced here Saturday that we purchased at a consignment auction sale two tractors for the King's Gate Inn in Sweetwater, Tennessee. Now we've got equipment to keep our property clean. Thank you again for your loyal support. Please forgive me for not having my tape list up to date. You that are on my regular mailing list, I haven't forgot you. I've just been so busy. Now, I've got a move in my operations from Tazewell to Sweetwater. And we believe that this is by direct design of Yahweh, where we're going to have a place to worship Yahweh in spirit and in truth and in season by the calendar of Yahweh. We're going to be announcing to you, I'm going to give you the hotels and the motel. I'm going to try to give that to you here in the next few weeks where you'll have time to make reservations for next month. Now, festival will begin on October the 21st. We'll keep the Feast of, if you will, the Atonement Festival, which is a fast day. We'll keep that on the 17th. And then on the night of the 21st, we're going to begin our service at the new feast site in Sweetwater, Tennessee. You'll have to call for directions as we will give that out to you and all of our regular folks who will be getting their CDs this coming month in October. I'll try to get those out to you somewhere around between the 1st and the 10th. I got to get that done for you because I love you so much and you've been so good to us and we've been so involved. Please forgive us for not sending those out. We got a lot of people shut in and can't get the broadcast and they look forward to the CDs that we teach. We've had some transmission trouble here in the last couple of days. Satan is mad. He don't want the truth out, ladies and gentlemen. But the truth will stand when the world's on fire. You know why? Because the truth is wonderful. Call me tonight. Area code 423-626-2172. That's 423-626-2172. If you'd like to write me, that's Pastor Buddy, Post Office Box 2284, New Tazewell in Tennessee, the zip 37824. If you're a Saturday keeper, you might want to check the truth out, ladies and gentlemen. If you're a first day of the week, a Sunday goer, you might want to check the truth out. You might want to get back to Genesis 1:14. It's the true calendar that's been placed aside, forgotten, and cast down because they would conspire to change the truth into a lie, to worship the imposter rather than the creator. The creature, Satan, who's sitting over the side of the north of the congregation, which means over the seasons and the festival times according to the moon. Yahweh bless you. I'll see you tomorrow night on the Late Call, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time around the world. On WWRB 3.185, I love all of you. Praise Yahweh. Keep praying for us. We need your help. We need your tithes and offerings to keep our radio program going. We need money to develop a place for you to worship and comfort. You deserve a nice warm place to sit or a nice cool place to sit. And we're going to try to provide it for you. Help us. We need your help. Don't quit. Don't quit because we have accomplished the payment for the property. 20 acres dedicated to Yahweh and Yahweh being in charge. Don't that sound good? Let Yahweh make the call. Let the Word speak for itself. For it is written, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that cometh out of my mouth. May Yahweh bless you. See you tomorrow night, Yahweh willing, on WWRB 3.185. We hope that Yahweh will take a liking to you and you'll come. May Yahweh bless you.
Army all across this land, and he's calling.